August 28, 1661. The rainy season has arrived, forcing me to pass more time in the shelter of my home. I have spent the days teaching my parrot, whom I have named Poll, to talk, and above all, to say my name. I would not say that I am happy here. I still dream of being rescued, but I have accepted that my fate, for now, is to stay on this island. I am living a better life here than I did in the old days, before I was shipwrecked. September 30th, 1662. I have now been on the island for almost 3 years. I have not been idle in the past few months. My corn has had to be protected from goats, hares, and birds. Then I needed to learn how to make bread. Though I have no grindstone to grind the corn, and no yeast. At first I tried to make a grindstone out of rock, but this was too soft. Instead I used a hard wood, and this has worked well. The yeast I have had to do without, but I have also succeeded in making clay pots to bake my bread in. They are misshapen, ugly things, but they work. I shaped them out of raw clay, let them dry in the sun, then fired them in a bonfire. I even managed to make a pot which could hold liquid. One of my pots became coated in sand before I fired it, and when I took the pot out of the fire, I discovered that the sand had melted into a glaze. It has taken months to achieve all this, but today I sampled my first small barley loaves. January 5th, 1663. Some months ago I decided to make a canoe. I cannot count on its being a means of escape, because of the hundreds of miles of uncharted waters around the island, and if I try to reach the nearby land, I run the risk of meeting cannibals. But at least I could explore the coast, which would make me feel less trapped on the island. I chose a vast cedar tree in the woods. I spent 20 days chopping it down, and a further 14 days hacking off the branches. A month passed while I shaped the tree into a boat, and it took nearly 3 months while I hacked out the inside. Eventually, I succeeded in making a huge canoe, with more than enough space for myself and my cargo. But I deliberately pushed one problem to the back of my mind. How to get such a large, heavy boat into the water? The craft lies about 100 yards from the sea, and it is too heavy for me to drag any distance. All my work has been wasted. March 8, 1664. I have decided to make another canoe. My heart is sick at the thought of all the work this will mean, but I must not allow myself to be defeated by setbacks. This time I will make a smaller one, and think carefully about where I build it, so that I have a chance of floating it when it is finished. June 19, 1665. My canoe is finished and launched. Even though I tried to make the job of launching it easier for myself, I found I still had to dig a canal from my boatyard to the creek, so that I could float the canoe at high tide. Just digging the canal has taken me months, but I have succeeded. That moment of triumph when I brought the canoe through the canal to the creek was the greatest joy I have ever felt in my life. I then fixed up a small mast and sail. Finally, I made lockers at either end of the canoe so that I could stow provisions as well as ammunition. I also cut into the side of the craft so that I could place my gun in the hollow, making a flap to hang over the weapon to keep it dry. If I meet any enemies on the sea, I shall be able to defend myself. November 6, 1665. At last I'm nearly ready to set sail. Today I fixed an umbrella I had made in a step in the stern to keep the worst of the sun off my head. I then loaded my lockers with 2 dozen loaves of bread, a pot of rice, a small bottle of rum, half a goat, and powder, and shot. I also have on board two large heavy coats I salvaged from the wreck. I will lie on one and use the other to cover me up at night.